for Scott Mitchell. Mitchell, how you been?
I'm doing well, Bob. How are you?
Excellent, pal. You have a new gig, Canadian Soccer Business CEO. So there's a new league scheduled to start next year called the Canadian Premier League. And rather than me trying to explain it, why don't you tell us what the genesis of this league is? What's the objective here?
Well, actually, ironically enough, we're out in Vancouver here today. I'm out here with David Clanagan, our commissioner, and this is where it all started because Canadian Soccer Association, also known as Canada Soccer, determined some time ago that one of their single biggest priorities, if not the biggest, was to have their own domestic professional league. Was able to prioritize a lot of things that other countries around the world do. I mean, Canada, ironically enough, Bob, I know how much you love your soccer, but Canada is one of the only countries in the world in terms of the 100 GDP that doesn't actually have their own domestic soccer league. And
right.
It's clearly a soccer-mad nation that's only increasing. And so through this strategic long-term plan, the Canada Soccer Association identified this as a priority, and through the leadership and vision of people like Victor Magtagliani, it came to fruition. But one of the things that was clear to us was that to attract the right sort of investors and owners, we needed to come up with a bit different business dynamic that wasn't just investing in a specific team, but it was a chance to create some equity into an actual property, into an entity that had the opportunity for long-term growth. And that's exactly what the CSB is.
All right. Now, I don't know too much about this, but my friend, Mr. Brunt here, has been trying to school me on this.
Yeah. So we had a lot of time during the break. So
we had nothing else to do.
Progress. Yeah.
So I was sleeping for a lot of it, but what I did hear was, is he right in saying that this is a league for Canadian players?
Absolutely. This is a league, as we say, for Canadians, by Canadians. And I think the reason that the Canadian Soccer Association determined this was the top of their strategic plan was to develop Canadian players, coaches, administrators. I mean, it's really ironic that, we have three great franchises that do great things in Canada with the MLS teams, but there really are very, very few full-time jobs, both playing jobs and administrative coaching executive jobs for Canadians in soccer. And so that's
Understood.
What the league is all about. It's about developing a culture of soccer. And I think if you talk to people who are in the soccer world, they talk about the fact that it's really, really almost impossible to do that without your own domestic league to create the soccer culture. The talks economics, but also talks about opportunities. And it's said not just for the players, but administrators, coaches, referees, and everything that comes with it.
Scott, you mentioned the MLS teams. There's a handful of Canadian players on those that play significant minutes anyway for those Canadian MLS teams. There's more guys in the academies. Who will be the players in this league, in the Canadian Premier League?
Well, I think you're going to see a mix of players, and I think you're going to definitely see a tendency to probably have some younger players, and I think that's where the opportunity is to develop young Canadians. I think for everybody, I'm not the right guy to speak to the technical merits of soccer players, but from what I understand, you are seeing a lot of tremendous talent coming up from the younger generation. We're seeing that with players like Alfonso Davies in Vancouver and elsewhere. But this is the opportunity for these players to play quality minutes. I think part of the challenge that happens is that Canadians are coming up, but they don't have an opportunity to play high quality minutes in a high performance atmosphere. And that's what this league is going to provide for those young players.
Just for the purpose of clarity, because I don't want to make a mistake here. Exclusively Canadian players in this league? Only Canadians?
No, because I think what we've heard is that in order to get the best possible quality minutes and quality performance out of them, a mix of players is very important. I think probably the worst thing we could do is to go too far Canadian to start with, because at the end of the day, we also have to field competitive teams. We have to put on an entertaining product, and we've got to compete for the Canadian championships, which we think is going to turn into a big property. So it's definitely going to prioritize the development of Canadian players and getting Canadian players quality minutes, but you're definitely going to see a mix of international players with Canadian players.
So what's the timing then, Scott? Again, I know you've announced the Hamilton team has been announced, I think, and Winnipeg, am I right about that? Is that
You are right about that. There's been lots of conjecture about the other teams, but you know, we're really at a crucial point. It's been a long process to work through. We've really tried to be very methodical about making sure we're ready to launch. The biggest thing for us was to get the best quality owners that we could. And I think what you're going to see, the announcement last week was very significant. It took a long, long time to get that deal done. It was complicated, but well worth doing. And that's going to trigger a series of announcements, including the announcement of the league, about the brand. And then you're going to have a series of announcements working up to the debut of the World Cup, which I believe is June 13th in Moscow. So it's going to be a very busy few months coming up for the CPL and CSP. And you're going to see all the teams emerge, the clubs, the owners, the stadiums, and the league itself. So it's going to be very exciting.
All right. So the other title that you have now is CEO of Canadian Soccer Business. Explain what that is.
Well, the Canadian Soccer Business is an entity that was created, as I said, to provide an opportunity for the owners and the investors in this league to see growth from an entity. And, you know, they have to operate a team. In essence, they invest in the CSB, and they have to operate a team to be an investor. And what the CSB does is it monetizes the commercial assets of the CPL, as well as all the marketing in terms of the partnership assets and the media assets of the CSA. And I think cumulatively, you know, we've got close to 200 games, which includes, as I said, I think a great property in the Canadian Championship. So there's a tremendous amount of content, and there's also just an incredible opportunity for partners to have a grassroots to the top of the pyramid experience in terms of sponsorship and integrating into the soccer community, which is, you know, a very diverse, you know, very attractive group of people that are passionate about a great sport, quite frankly, really the only global sport that exists. And we think there's an opportunity to get Canada to a place of prominence.
All right. So you're going to have to sell sponsorships. You want corporate Canada to support it, get involved. You want to do TV deals, I would assume. You got to name franchises. You know, you're going to play 200 games. That means you're probably going to have 8-10 teams at least. What's been accomplished so far beyond the fact that we know Hamilton and Winnipeg are two of the franchises? Any corporate sponsors? Have you started that process yet?
Well, you just laid it out, Bob. You're right there. You know it.
I got to figure it out.
That's the process. I think, we're in the marketplace. And as I said, the announcement last week was very significant because that is the entity that controls all those assets. So we're in the marketplace. I think, again, Bob, the most important thing was to get the business structure in place. I think the most important thing was to get the right owners who have the ability and the wherewithal to commit to this for a long period of time. Our vision for the short term for this project is 2026. And hopefully we all hear some great news about the World Cup bid in early June. But regardless, this is a group of owners that's very committed to a 10-year vision as the short term, and knowing this is a long-term play in the global game. So we'll be out in the marketplace. We've been out there softly for the last few months. There's been a terrific reaction to it. It's definitely a hot property. It's a hot sport, no question, for partners for all the right reasons. And I think you're going to see a series of announcements about partners and acquisitions for us in the next 6 to 10 weeks.
We wish you good luck with it. And you wanted to ask quickly about that quarterback guy.
You got a 1 minute Johnny Manziel answer, Scott? A Johnny Manziel update?
1 minute. Oh yeah. Boy. No, listen, he's down at, from what I understand, he's down at at the spring extended free agent camp season, whatever they're calling it, and apparently he's doing very well. I know what everyone else reads about it. We've got some people down there, as a lot of other teams do, and he seems to be doing very well, and we'll see how it unfolds. I think he certainly seems to be doing what he can to get his life in order, and hopefully he continues to do that.
Yeah, I hear Belichick sniffing around. You better get him under contract before Belichick steals him.
Right, there you go. Good marching orders.
Mitchell, we love you. Thanks a lot, pal, for joining us, and we wish you good luck with the soccer thing. We'll stay in touch down the road.
Thanks, Bob and Steve. Really appreciate it.